When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Buckets. Mm-hmm. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to town.
It's mercy if y'all don't know. Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This shelly you, hoodie girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, it's what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, you want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets out the buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We getting buckets.
Yeah, baby. Buckets. 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 I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to a very special episode of Buckets. It's our guy Vish's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Vish.
Tell him happy birthday in the comments.
Appreciate you guys.
Vish got a birthday tweet from Coach Meyer today.
I did. Shout out to Coach Meyer. Friend of, not even the programming, we're friend of ours.
She's family of the show.
Yes, family
not
of the show.
Friend of the show. She's family of the show. She's basically the fourth co-host, as I like to say.
I mean, she's named the show. She's the guest that has appeared the most.
Yep. Yes, we sat at Starbucks and chilled with her.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes. If you look at the intro and how many grays I had on my beard compared to now,
it is
that basketball season did it, man. Because even the gif from like the FIU game, look how black the hair is. I'm like, that's like that intro is like a time capsule.
So the question is, did we age you or did the
hoops? Oh, no. It was 100% the basketball team, the men's team.
Both.
The women were fine. They got screwed at the very
end. No, you got gray because they couldn't make free throws.
I mean, that's a whole other thing.
So today's show is kind of part one of a kind of a two-part series. We're going to break down the men's roster and talk about our expectations for each individual player. And then we'll, on another show, we'll do the women's team as well. But we're going to do the men's team tonight. And then tonight's Mount Rushmore is going to be our top four favorite Canes items or clothing articles that we own. So it'll be a little fashion fest. Look at all the birthday wishes.
I mean, I can't someone else needs to host this because I don't want to like, oh, look at this. It's way too.
That's my former co-host from my other podcast.
Oh, nice.
Shout out Caniacs in the comments.
Nice. Let's go.
Shout out to Kane.
Vish, you're not going to give up the power, so.
Oh, yeah, like anyone else wants to do this, as if, like.
I would love to be able to kick you out of the stream.
I mean, yes, you want the power, but not the responsibility.
Let's be real, Vish. If you trusted one of us, who would you trust? Come on. And I will just say I have prior experience. Caniacs in the chat can vouch for me.
I don't know if it's about experience.
I think
it's more about who's going to abuse it more.
I am exercising my birthday rights to not answer that question.
He pleads the fifth.
No, actually, the answer is I trust either of you. Like, it's not like it's rocket science. You're clicking buttons and shit. It's not. It's not that complicated.
By the way, we got to get Doom to send us a picture of his hoodie when he gets it.
It has. I just got the email on it. It has been dispatched, so it should be.
If you missed it, we did a hoodie giveaway last week for our 1 year anniversary show, and MF Doom, the king of thumbnails, won. He picked the Hurricane Warning zip up hoodie of the four Hoodie Girl hoodies. By the way, aboutthefans.com. Go get a hoodie. So that's on his way. We'll have to do that. Maybe I don't know when we'll do that again. Eventually.
Do a hoodie giveaway. Yep.
Maybe when we hit we're at 500 something followers on Twitter. Maybe when we hit 700 or 800, we can do another giveaway to celebrate.
Thousand.
Yeah, yeah, go 4 digits.
We might hit the 2 year anniversary show before we.
Don't care. We put a stake in the ground here. 1,000.
Whatever comes first, 1,000 followers.
No, that's not. Look, dictator. It's not what we agreed to. Matt and I coalesced around 1,000.
We could do both.
1,000. Matt and I coalesced around that solution.
But the big question is, who will we get on for the 2 year anniversary show? Coach Cullip is going to be hard to beat. That was a great show. Shout out to Coach for coming on.
Yes. Thank you, Coach Cullip, for coming on. And actually, just generally speaking, I mean, I don't want to play favorites here, but the women's basketball program is so approachable. Everyone we interact with there is awesome. Yeah.
I tried to get Darion Rogers' attention because Coach Cullip said we should have her on the show. So I tagged her on Twitter and Instagram in that little snippet of hers, of Coach Cullip saying that, but I never got a response, unfortunately. So I may have to.
I can't imagine. So the amount of bullshit that shows up in my mentions, and
true.
I can't imagine. I will say, even the ones that look at their DMs are probably I'll do this once a month or something, and not be actually
also. Better. It looks like her and Jasmine have been working out together, and Jasmine's a friend of the show, so I can always...
Jasmine is a friend on the show, of the show, but I think the whole women's basketball program is...
Yeah, right? We've got quite a few followers.
Those are our people. I think the whole...
I'm still determined to get Coach Fitz on the show. We got to get him on the show.
Again, I think we can do those things.
Yeah, it's going to happen. We have to fill up a whole offseason, so we need more interviewees. We're going to run out of material eventually because we're filling up the roster quickly. Speaking of rosters, shall we get started?
Well, before we do that real quick, when we're on the subject, I just got to shout out my friend. So I'm usually in Miami for my birthday. It's around Memorial Day. I had to come back for work. So one of my work friends, Angela Prezzuso, shout out to you, also shares a birthday with me, which we randomly found out. So she took me out. We went to happy hour and stuff. So shout out to her. Gotta give her some props there. On to the content of the show.
I would have taken you to Titanic. If
no, I'm usually like...
And I would have paid, and there would have been a fight.
Vish, I would have taken you to Cheesecake Factory.
I mean, we would have loaded up for sure.
I could have taken you to Popeyes.
Would you have eaten Popeyes?
For you, yeah. Popeyes isn't bad. Wow. I just like Chick-fil-A better. But did you see my tweet about how you're a Popeyes enthusiast?
I did. I did see that. But anyway, yeah, this is the first time I've been in Miami for my birthday in forever. Yeah, I get it. Your group think. We'll have more on this later because one of your people, and I mean that in the racial sense, in a clip that I'm going to show later, did say, you know, they did a taste test challenge. And
are we actually going to show that? Are we going to show that?
You know what? You know what? While we're on the subject, before you
just do it, let's just do this. Before we get into hoops, let's always have a hodgepodge of crap segment. So
just do this. Here we go.
Hey, everybody, start with Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
And I'm going to start with their French fries.
I'm going to make sure I get a little pickle in there too.
Is there any sauce?
Oh, I've seen this.
It's in there.
Yeah, I hope so. I sent it to you today.
That is a good fry.
That sounded so annoying.
That is a delicious fry. I'm really into that.
That's delicious.
Good? Everybody got a good bite?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good bite in?
It's good.
Okay. Cleanse the palate. Maybe take a sip of water.
That was good.
Yep. Cleanse the palate. Okay. Now you're going to...
Popeyes.
I've never had Popeyes.
Popeyes.
Wait, this is a bigger deal. Tori's never had Popeyes.
Okay, take a moment.
What?
Take a moment. Yeah. Savor it. Jeff looks a little bit more reactionary on this one. I feel like he's feeling the Popeyes.
That's seasoning.
Okay, he's into the Popeyes.
Tori, does that taste like a neighborhood you've never been to?
Oh, my God! Stop it! That's amazing. That was good.
That was a good one.
That was deserved.
All right, so
Does that taste like a neighborhood you've never been to?
All right, there's a lot going on there.
On so live all, TV.
So first of all, like, all right, so we can look at your board and see the tally.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Miami as an entity is definitely much more Popeyes than Chick-fil-A, the neighborhood you haven't been to. Second, I mean, we all heard the seasoning comment. This is what Matt and I have been talking about. Look, once you try the flavored chicken, this
here's no, bland. But here's the problem is Popeyes puts all of their stuff on the sandwich when you get it. Chick-fil-A puts the sauce on the side. Chick-fil-A naked isn't going to taste as good, but you throw some Chick-fil-A sauce on there and it's the best.
What just again? Okay, I think you just proved our point.
No, because Popeyes puts everything on the sandwich already. You take off all of the stuff and serve it plain. It's not going to be as good.
The filet is so much better on Popeyes.
In your opinion,
seasoning.
Chick-fil-A is still better.
It's absolutely not. And you know what? As an entity, again, I will go back to this. In addition to being a Miami-based company, Popeyes as an entity, its ethos, it's a Miami place, man.
9-3.
That's fine. We're used to being the underdogs.
I gotta have backup somehow. I gotta have backup somehow because it's always the two of you versus me.
Oh, look at this. Can we get your old co-host on the show?
Yep. Let's go.
I need some help. That's my guy. I need a ringer. By the way, he also vouched for you, so we got double bear on here, right? No, but this just went right into what Matt and I have been talking about, the seasoning. That dude like bit Chick-fil-A into the chicken. Better. He's like, there's seasoning on this.
I like Chick-fil-A better, so.
And that is perfectly
fine. We're all entitled to our opinions.
But culturally, Popeyes is the Miami cultural sandwich.
You're stating an opinion. You have no proof of this.
I mean, you just said, of course, Chick-fil-A is worse without the sauce on it.
Because Popeyes puts all of their stuff on the sandwich to begin with.
It's just Chick-fil-A mayo.
Chick-fil-A puts it on the side.
The only addition is mayo.
Huh?
The only addition is mayo.
But that's sauce.
Wait, no. The Popeyes one?
That's a condiment.
Oh, well, if you get...
Other than, like, pickles, which I'm assuming you count.
Well, no, because I always get the spicy one
That's just a different sauce, though. It's not mayo. It's spicy sauce. But either way.
Chick-fil-A, for me, the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich is superior. You put a little bit of Chick-fil-A sauce on that, and it's...
So you take this bland-ass sandwich, and you add stuff to it, and then you're...
I don't think it's bland. I know a few people who eat it naked. I like having the condiment on my sandwich.
I will be 100% honest.
We don't value Gary's opinion around here, so I don't care that he eats it naked.
I, I love the Chick-fil-A like garlic ranch.
But oh, yeah, you said that before, yeah.
Yeah, but to me, the Chick-fil-A sauce is disgusting.
No, I want to be clear on this. I want to be clear on this. So, obviously, Chick-fil-A doesn't do, like, chicken breasts and darn six as N.A., essentially. But, like, other than the actual sandwich, everything else at Chick-fil-A is better. The sides, the sauces, it's all else. But just to say, that's why I'm like... We got to be very specific.
Is that
specific.
Why we only ask about chicken sandwiches?
Yes. Yes. Well, I mean, oh,
we've got some usuals in the chat. Kane's yeah. Cats Eat. Kane's Cats Eat, you need to check your DM because I messaged you about our OG show.
Also, we're doing Kane's on Deck tomorrow and trying to figure out what went wrong with baseball. So Kane's Cats Eat will be
and hi, Max.
Shout out to Max, my guy, Max. I mean, dude, we suck. I don't know what you wanted to... That's for tomorrow. But, like, no, like, the Popeye sides are awful. Like, the mac and cheese is, like, drinking cheese sauce. It's terrible. So, but that sandwich, as an independent
Does Popeye's
entity,
have milkshakes?
No. I don't think so. Unless they did. Not really. No, like, I am fully acknowledging that I would take the Popeye's, and again, like, drumsticks and breasts. Popeye's chicken is actually the best chicken. It's probably in KFC and, like, churches and stuff. But, like, that's not a menu item for Chick-fil-A. So take that off the table. I would take the Popeye sandwich with the rest of Chick-fil-A's menu, including the sauces.
The only thing...
However, like, I'm sorry, as a sandwich, fucking soggy-ass chicken with two pickles. I'm like, well, I got to sauce this, otherwise...
I would take the Popeye's Cajun fries over the regular... over the fries from Chick-fil-A.
Wait, you would take what?
The fries from Popeye's, the Cajun fries?
It's close. I tend to get them, like... Oh, they tend to be like too soggy for me. They don't crisp up.
Oh, really?
Basically, then, like, saying he likes Popeye's chicken sandwich, but overall, Chick-fil-A is a better restaurant.
I think for sure, like the Chick-fil-A, like mac and cheese.
I mean that's not even.
I've said this.
The Popeye's mac.
Mac and cheese made my mouth sore.
Is dumb. Like that's not even edible. But like, I don't know.
All right, let's talk hoops. Shall we?
Because I'm yes, let's talk to
him. Oh,
well, wait, Max what commented. Oh, wait, wait.
Why did Coleman Hawkins stuff get you so hyped, Matt?
Because I want him. Even though I know it's not going to happen.
Cue the Sox outro.
Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.